In the fall of 2013, some Duke Energy middle managers had a choice to make. Follow the recommendation of an inspector and spend $5,000 on a video camera inspection of a stormwater pipe underneath its Dan River coal ash basin. Or don't. Duke Energy, of course, chose the latter, figuring the pipes would be removed soon, so why waste the money? A few months later, the corrugated middle section of the pipe burst, sending 39,000 tons of coal ash into the river. And now that $5,000 gamble will cost Duke Energy $102 million, a cost it cannot legally pass on to customers. Thomas Walker is the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of North Carolina.
Today is a significant day in the state of North Carolina. Today is a win for our water. Today is a win for our land.
The U.S. Department of Justice started an investigation almost immediately after the Dan River spill last year. They soon found other problems at five other Duke facilities. That led to a grand jury, protracted negotiations, and finally to yesterday's plea hearing in a Greenville federal court. During the sentencing phase, Duke Energy attorneys highlighted the company's cooperation and enumerated its multi-million dollar efforts to contain the spill. Jim Cooney, the lead attorney for Duke Energy, called that effort Herculean.
I think you've seen over the last year that Duke has done everything possible to make this right, and today was about accepting responsibility and moving forward as a very different company. The Dan River spill has changed this company forever. It's a better company, but it's also a different company.
Cooney and other Duke attorneys expressed remorse frequently during their presentation to the court, but they also stated there was no harm to humans or wildlife after the spill. U.S. District Judge Malcolm Howard listened intently, took a 15-minute recess, and then spent almost an hour reciting the many penalties to which Duke Energy had agreed. Beyond the fines and restitution, the company will be placed on 5 years probation and be subject to a court-appointed monitor. It will even have to purchase a full-page ad in three major North Carolina newspapers, offering an apology to the people of the state. And perhaps most importantly, Duke Energy agrees to set aside enough money to assure the company can move the coal ash in all of its facilities across the country to lined landfills. That cost $3.4 billion. John Cruden is the Assistant Attorney General in the Department of Justice's Environment and Natural Resources Division.
So this agreement today not only affects those facilities of Duke that were the subject of the criminal hearing today and the plea agreement, but because of the monitors, it's going to affect all of Duke's operating facilities.
Cruden was one of a half dozen attorneys, EPA officials, and investigators who strode to the microphones to address the media following the hearing. In various ways, they all cited the plea deal as a new day for a company that had repeatedly failed to live up to its responsibilities. Stephen Inman is with the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Middle District of North Carolina.
Duke is a massive energy monopoly here in this state, and they don't do anything without a profit motive. And unless it hits them in the bottom line, in their budgets, they're not going to take action.
As strong as this punishment was for Duke Energy, it could get much worse. The company is the defendant in 15 separate lawsuits filed by the state and other groups. Duke Energy is appealing a $25 million fine levied in March by the State Department of Environment and Natural Resources. And the EPA hinted that civil actions could be coming. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.